Dodgers and D-backs playing in Arizona Saturday. Lately, the D-backs have been doing all the chasing. Their start of the season 7-1 at home. Bottom one, they'd start fast. In a 1-0 Dodgers lead, Jake Lamb is at the plate facing Kenta Maeda.
Lamb with a fly ball to right field. Freed going back. He's at the wall. He looks up and it's gone. A two-run home run, a bomb off the bat of Jake Lamb. And the Diamondbacks take a 2-1 lead. Pitch from Maeda. There's a fly ball to right field. Puig is going back. He's at the wall. He looks up, and that one's gone. Yasmani Tomas goes the other way. His third home run of the year. And the D-backs now lead it 3-1. The 0-1. There's a fly ball to right. Puig is going back, and it's gone. A home run for Chris Herman, his first of the year. And the third given up by Maeda tonight. All left-handed bats. Seager, of course, switch hitter. There's a high fly ball to left field. Ebner going back to the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. The fourth home run of the night given up by Maeda. The second to Tomas. It is now 6-2, Arizona. Off the glove of Van Slyke. And there's a line drive base hit into left field. Goldschmidt will score. Lamb is on his way home. And he will score. The Diamondbacks, with three in the bottom of the seventh, have a 9-5 lead.
Arizona improves to 12-7 overall, including 8-1 at home, with an 11-5 victory over the Dodgers. David Peralta, also a big night for Arizona, hitting a team record 4 doubles. The Dodgers drop another one. They've lost 5 out of 6 to fall to 8-10 on the season. Here's manager Dave Roberts.
I don't know how many home runs he's given up this season. I know he gave up 4 tonight. And, you know, it's just missing out on mislocation. You know, you get a good fastball hitting team. And, you know, fastball location is important for any pitcher, you know, especially Kenta. And I think tonight he was out over the heart of the plate and up in the zone. I thought the change was good at times, slider good at times, but missing out of the plate, you know, there's damage to be had. So I don't know if it's mechanical, but yeah, the mis-execution has gotten this season.
Is this a situation in which, because your bullpen was so taxed last night, despite him not having his best stuff, he has to wear this a little bit and keep having to run him back out there?
You know, I just wanted to give him an opportunity to go back out there, and I think after the fourth inning there was a chance to go to the pen at that time, but you know where we're at, the score, you know, there's got to be a point where he's got to build up some stamina, some usage as well, some innings, and. So I want him to go back out there for the fifth, and yeah, didn't want to, you know, use our pen for potentially 5 innings. so, yeah, I mean, and that next inning, that fifth inning was fine. And then he gave up the homer, that hanging slider to Tomas. So, you look at 80 pitches, whatever he threw, he gave up 4 homers. The whole body of work, as far as quality, there were some good ones in there. But yeah, when you make mistakes out of the plate, that's what happens.
Do you think you have a solid chance there in the sixth when you're able to put 3 runs back up?
I did. I thought that we gave ourselves a chance to get back in the game, get a lead. But we had our chances, and I think that Hatch had a clean inning, and then again looking at. The guys in the pen, I felt Hatch had 5 days off. He's throwing the ball well. We were down a run, and I felt he could get us to another inning. But, we got to keep going. Those guys over there, they're swinging the bats well. They're playing well. And I don't think that, we're frustrated right now, but we got a long way to go.
Sunday, Brandon McCarthy tries to stop the bleeding for the Dodgers against Shelby Miller of Arizona.